Welcome to Vet Talk with Royal Canin, where we address an array of topics relevant to veterinarians and veterinary clinics. I'm Brenda Andreessen, co-CEO at Stevens & Associates, and your host for this conversation. Today's episode is centered on nutrition, specifically nutritional advice sessions led by a veterinary technician. It's no secret that veterinary technicians play a crucial role in the landscape of pet care. And while technicians continue to specialize in many areas of expertise, a significant and often overlooked opportunity lies within pet nutrition. By empowering veterinary technicians to lead nutritional advice sessions, this can create opportunities for exceptional care that positively impacts clinic revenue and technician engagement. The key lies in unleashing the full potential of veterinary technicians through the creation of a dynamic system that efficiently maximizes the capabilities of both veterinarians and technicians. Nutritional advice sessions play a role in the quality care that supports both pet well-being and the overall well-being of the veterinary profession. Joining me today for this conversation are Royal Canin North America's Jamie Chapman and Banfield's Director of Veterinary Technician Programs, Rachel Beck. Jamie and Rachel, so good to have both of you joining us.
Thank you. Really excited to be here.
Yeah, thank you. Happy to be here.
Let's get with that long prelude there. It's good to set up the conversation that we're going to be having, but let's dig right in now to this kind of big picture overview of what all of this means. And I want to frame our conversation by first starting with a highlight of nutrition as the fifth vital assessment within patient care, as recognized by both AHA and WSAVA. So Rachel and Jamie, share with me why hospitals are incorporating these conversations around nutrition and some of the motivation behind technicians looking to upskill this way. So Rachel, let's start with you.
Yeah, so we know that nutrition is a key element of wellness for all stages of a pet's life. And the need for expertise and recommendations for diets, treats, and supplements is really critical to a pet's health. Per an American Animal Hospital Association compliance study, about 90% of pet owners say that they want a nutritional recommendation. However, only about 15% of clients are actually receiving one. As Brenda stated, credentialed veterinary technicians have a critical role in educating clients, and nutrition is really an area where they can be at the forefront of improving the health of their patients. Having the opportunity to learn and utilize skills is extremely impactful for credentialed veterinary technicians. And empowering them to provide individualized nutrition advice frees up the veterinarian to focus on things that only a veterinarian can do.
Jamie, I'd love to hear your insights as well.
Yeah, I agree with everything Rachel said. And let's talk about how busy vet clinics are right now. Appointments are booked up. Everyone is busy. And as you mentioned, nutrition is that fifth vital assessment, but it's often falling by the wayside. Think about how much there is to cover. You have your puppy visit. We got vaccines. We've got behavior. We got disease management and prevention. Sometimes there's just not enough time to hit on every single aspect of the puppy's needs. So this is an area of patient care that the veterinary technician, they can really zero in on and give it the attention it needs. It also gives them opportunity to really flex what they know. We got calculations, communications, disease processes, preventions, and overall just help provide optimal patient care.
So I'm all in on this and totally agree with it, but we also know that from state to state, there can be some variances in the regulations. And I know, Rachel, you are very involved in paying attention to governance and logistics. So what are some insights that you can share with our listeners regarding how nutrition aligns with that scope of practice for technicians, especially considering some of those variations?
Yeah, it is interesting knowing that nutrition is so important. Veterinary state practice acts typically don't mention it within their scope of practice. So the rule that we usually follow is that for healthy pet diets, credentialed veterinary technicians can really drive and own these conversations with clients. However, since therapeutic diets are condition specific, and they're typically part of a multimodal approach, the veterinarian should really provide that therapeutic diet recommendation, and then they can hand off that conversation to the credentialed veterinary technician who can talk about why the diet's important to that pet's health, how to transition to the diet, how much to feed, and all of those details.
So both of your comments are really pointing to the fact that patient care is a 360-degree project and it requires teamwork and really requires that we put the pets first. So Rachel and Jamie, I'd like to hear from both of you here. How can we generate interest from practice managers, from hospital owners, and from veterinarians to really implement some technician-led nutritional advice sessions into the practice. Jamie, let's start with you.
Yeah, well, speaking from an efficiency standpoint, as Rachel alluded to, it's going to open up time for these vets to see patients that are on a wait list or these more medical patients, why the technicians are doing what they do best. And how are we doing this? Well, nutrition is a team effort. Everyone within the practice can engage. Appointments are going to start from beginning with the receptionist. This could be sending a nutrition form ahead of time or collecting that information needed. Also, doing lunch and learns within that practice, that's a great way to stay sharp in making sure that nutrition is discussed in every team meeting. Find a nutrition champion, empower them to train their team, and utilize everyone's strengths and passions in areas where they want to develop, because we know professional development is the key to staying within the field.
So, Rachel, is it any different working through the Banfield practices in terms of generating that interest and that buy-in?
No, I mean, I agree with everything that Jamie said. And I think that with implementing any change, it's important to look at the role of each person and really what's in it for them. So for a practice manager or hospital owner, it might be around increasing diet sales. For the new veterinarian, it might be freeing up their time to focus on other patients. For our receptionists, as Jamie said, they play such a critical role, and it might be stocking those shelves with the diets, making sure that they're scheduling that time with the credentialed veterinary technician to have those advice sessions. It could be our veterinary assistants adding a nutrition checkbox to the treatment board for every single pet, so we know that every pet is going to get the nutrition recommendation that's needed. We know that veterinary medicine is definitely a team sport, so everyone has to get involved.
It really does sound like a team sport, and there's so many more aspects to it than I think people might on the surface realize based on everything you've said there, Rachel. So, Jamie, guide me through what a nutrition advice session looks like. You know, how does that normally flow? What are the topics that are normally covered?
Absolutely. So the structure, it's going to happen a few different ways. First, I want to make it clear that the technician is not prescribing or diagnosing, but is being advised by the veterinarian, as the veterinarian is turning this patient over to them with their diagnosis and how to proceed. The technician is then taking that information and educating them under the advisement of a veterinarian. So when we talk about the structure, it's going to be broken into two categories. We have your healthy pet and then your more medicalized cases. When we're talking about healthy pet, you might talk about topics such as growth, making sure that we're on that appropriate formula to support growth, changing the caloric intake after a spay and neuter, and when is it time to switch to an adult formula. You might also discuss some of your hot button topics and address some nutritional myths. Now, when we look at that more medicalized patient approach, you might discuss things like educating the client on how to set up a successful food trial or lower urinary tract disease and what's happening within the bladder. And then another really important one, educating and supporting during weight loss and managing diabetes. So within all of the nutritional advice sessions, we're going to focus on collecting a complete detailed diet history, answering those questions, helping the owner understand what's happening with their pet, and recognize the power of nutrition. So when we take that time to verify the understanding, we can help increase client compliance in the end. We can help that pet.
So now we have done a really good job, I think, of establishing the benefit to the practice and how we can get everybody involved, what the session looks like. But when is that best time to actually bring this subject up with a pet owner when they're coming into the practice? Rachel, how do you recommend it be done?
Well, nutrition advice sessions can be really versatile, so they can happen in many ways. An ideal time is during any credentialed veterinary technician appointment. These can also happen during wellness visits or anytime a client brings in a pet for a new ailment or a recheck. These are also a really great way for hospital teams to start integrating virtual care into their practice.
Really good point. So that's, you know, effectively communicating that value to the pet owner can come any variety of ways at any variety of time. So as technicians begin to implement these into practice, are there specific approaches that you've seen work really effectively in terms of establishing that rapport and building the kind of trust that leads to those good conversations between the technician and the pet owner? Jamie, any thoughts?
Yeah, I would say most importantly, when we talk about building rapport, you got to build rapport in yourself first. You got to build trust in your own self first. So that comes through in your appointments. Now, when I first became a veterinary technician, I wasn't immediately confident in nutrition, but it was always an area of interest. So the more you learn, the more confident you're going to be. That's going to help you build trust and rapport with the pet owner, but it's going to start with building this within yourself too. Now, I also want to mention there's some other things you can look at too. You can effectively communicate this by having some signage or information on the website, perhaps possibly even having that veterinarian introduce you and show that mutual respect.
Mutual respect piece is big. I like that. I like that. And we know that getting enthusiastic buy-in from top to bottom within a practice all the way across laterally is really critical. So Rachel, what are some best practices that you've discovered that can foster buy-in and inclusivity among all the practice team members as the technicians begin to initiate these kinds of nutritional advice sessions?
Yeah, I think that nutrition advice sessions can really increase the client awareness as well as trust within our veterinary technicians. That technician is going to ensure that all of their questions regarding nutrition is answered. So that's a really great place to start. And then also, as Jamie mentioned, that building that confidence and also speaking with clients with empathy and building that relationship. We know the pet nutrition has become a really personal topic, and credentialed veterinary technicians are really suited for these discussions. Start by asking open-ended questions, and really learning the client's perspective is a great best practice before jumping into the client education. And really building that confidence, role-playing can also be a really great way to do that.
That role play word. Some people love it, some people hate it, right? But it really is effective. So what other advantages have you found, Rachel, both for hospitals and the technicians when they do follow the advice and implement some of these nutritional sessions?
Yeah, at Banfield, we found that these technician-led advice sessions, they haven't only increased engagement amongst our associates, it's increased the quality of care we provide, and it's also increased our nutrition recommendations, and in turn, it's generated additional revenue. It really impacts people, pets, and performance. Our veterinary technicians see that we're investing in their development, we're empowering them with a critical role in educating clients. We've also found higher job satisfaction is linked to those nutritional recommendations. So they're having those conversations more frequently, they're feeling more confidence, and then we're seeing that better compliance from pet owners and really following that individualized nutrition plan for their pet.
Love that. I love that. So based on your personal experience, you each have had a significant amount of experience with nutritional advice sessions. Let's wrap up our podcast here, unfortunately. Since it's getting to be time, and leave our listeners with one piece of advice from each of you for other technicians with regard to the implementation, bringing the idea up, you know, getting nutritional advice sessions going in their own practices. Rachel, you first.
Yeah, I think that more important than anything is just try it. You know, put a plan together and just try it, and then make incremental improvement based on how that first sessions go. There's really an abundance of information within the veterinary community to help get you started. So AHA, Wasava, they've got really great guides on how to have a nutrition conversation with owners. And also make sure to include nutrition in your yearly continuing education so you can stay up to speed on all of the things that are changing within this important category.
It's changing fast, isn't it? Jamie, what's your final piece of advice here?
Yeah, you know, real quick, I want to build off of what Rachel's advice was, because I think it is great advice. And there are a lot of nutritional programs out there for better learning. I'm especially proud of the work that Royal Canin has done with the Pet Nutrition Advisor Program. But listen, the more you're able to hear different ways of communicating with pet owners, the more confident you're going to feel. All right. When I think back to my early years, the thought of having these sometimes difficult conversations with pet owners, they make me nauseous. It wasn't my favorite thing to do, but I became more comfortable as my experience grew. So that leads into my piece of advice. Don't be discouraged. If something doesn't go right, write it down, take a note. Maybe there could have been a better way to have that conversation, and that's okay. You're only going to improve on those conversations the more you practice them.
Let's fast forward 5 years. in your mind, what does a technician-led nutritional advice session look like?
For me, big picture thought, it would be a nutritional advisement session for a technician-led nutritional advice session for every pet owner, for every pet at really every visit, maybe not a full session at every visit. However, we are making sure that we are having nutritional conversations every time we speak to that pet owner, no matter who is calling, and having that touch point with the pet owner.
Yeah. And I think for me, I mentioned it earlier, but virtual care, how can we remove some of these conversations from being face-to-face in the clinic? So whether it's asynchronous through some sort of texting or chatting, or whether it's video chatting with a client while they're at home, I think it's really important to think differently about how we provide care, and that not everything has to happen within the four walls of a hospital.
Nutrition is such a critical point of conversation and so long overlooked. So it's wonderful to hear each of you talk a little bit about what the vision is for how this can really impact not only practice staff, but pets and pet owners down the road. So thank you so much for spending this time with me today and talking about what nutritional advice sessions are, what they look like, why they're important, and how people can implement them. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you.